Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Gardaí continue to question a man in connection with the discovery of another man's body in Killybegs yesterday. Elsewhere, investigations are ongoing into an incident at a house in Lifford last night. An independent analysis on the issue of constitutional change in Irish unity and its implications for Derry City and Strabane and the North West has found that most participants supported reunification. And an Ulster University professor who's been involved in research into defective concrete and its effects says the current review of IS 465 may be the last chance for people to make their views known on how the standard needs to change. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Chris Ashmore at about 5:15. First news though, Gardaí continue to question a man following the discovery of another man's body in Killybegs yesterday. The man in his 60s was arrested this morning and is currently being detained at a Garda station in the county. Investigations are continuing into the death of Eddie Freel, who was in his 60s. It's understood he lived alone in the house where his body was found. Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council, Councillor Niamh Kennedy, says the local community is in shock.
It's very sombre today, I can tell you. It was just shocking, to say the least, to discover that this had happened. He was well known, his family are well known. They've lived here for many, many years, many decades, and it's just so disheartening to think that something like this could have actually happened in such a quiet area. The neighbours are all obviously in a lot of shock and distressed about it. We've seen plenty of Gardaí presence and plenty of presence from detectives and different units around town. Our hearts are really going out to the families, and we just have to, at this point in time, just wait and see what the outcome of the investigations are. We are aware, obviously, that there has an arrest been made this morning.
Investigations are ongoing into an incident at a house in Lifford last night. The incident, believed to have been an aggravated burglary, occurred at around 11:30 in the Caoimhe Cluain Leo area. Gardaí say they're investigating all of the circumstances. The Taoiseach says Ireland will continue to prepare for the worst when it comes to US tariffs. The Foreign Affairs Minister says he hopes progress can be made this week by the EU trade negotiator Maro Sefcovic. He's in Washington DC today to discuss the way forward with the US administration. Simon Harris is hopeful a deal can get done.
Well, we'd be foolish not to prepare for an environment in which tariffs persist. And certainly the Irish government is, of course, preparing for that and all of the various eventualities and outcomes. But whilst preparing for the worst, we need to continue to try and help to bring about the best. And that's why I very much welcome that Commissioner Sefcovic is in Washington today and is engaging with his counterparts and interlocutors there.
Sinn Féin is accusing Micheál Martin of putting Irish unity on the back burner. It comes after the Taoiseach confirmed there are no plans but for a border poll by 2030. Micheál Martin said he wants to see the work of the Shared Island Initiative to continue first. But Marilyn MacDonald thinks a more direct discussion is needed.
I think rather than trying to put this question on the back burner, on the never never, we need to talk about it. We need to have a sense of how we prepare. We need to have a sense of how we construct a democratic dialogue.
An independent analysis on the issue of constitutional change and Irish unity, meanwhile, and its implications for Derry, Strabane and the North West, has found that most participants supported reunification. Others, however, expressed concerns over economic stability, identity preservation and political instability should there be a united Ireland. The analysis was carried out by Ulster University following a motion agreed by Derry City and Strabane District Council. Cameron Clark has more.
Professor Mark Slevin of Ulster University found that while most of the 242 participants supported reunification as a means to promote equality, economic growth and governance reform, others expressed concerns about economic stability, identity preservation and political instability. He says the findings emphasise the importance of careful planning, inclusive dialogue and transparent processes such as citizens' assemblies to address both aspirations and fears. Participants stress the need to learn lessons from the Brexit process and ensure that all voices are heard. Moving forward, respondents believe detailed planning, economic analysis and social inclusion must be prioritised to create a fair and stable transition process. Five themes were identified in the analysis. They were support for Irish unity, economic and infrastructural development, governance and political reform, social justice and historical grievances, and concerns and opposition to change. Professor Slevin, however, has cautioned that there are limitations to the findings and, as a result, the views expressed could not be generalised to the wider population.
An Ulster University professor who's been involved in research into defective concrete and its effects says the current review of the IS 465 standards governing the defective block redress scheme may be the last chance for people to make their views known on how the standard needs to change. A new draft standard, which reflects the changing scientific evidence, is under consultation until the end of next month. But Professor Paul Dunlop says there are still issues within it that need to be teased out. Research led by Professor Dunlop and others in Ulster University was presented at a conference in Birt at the weekend. He says homeowners can now make informed submissions to the consultation.
Well, I think it's been a success because, first of all, it's raised really critical issues that are outstanding with this revised standard in IS 465. I think the session on the science end explained clearly what the cause of the problem is in homes. We know that this has been caused by pyrotite and internal sulphur attack in Donegal. The revised IS 465 standard has moved towards that, but they've left in this legacy thing that mica causes freeze-thaw, and ourselves as scientists have problems with that because there's no evidence for it happening. Also hear from engineers who are working on the scheme who also are saying it needs to be removed as well.
Important that people make submissions now to this NSAR consultation that's underway at the moment, and people can do so armed with the knowledge that you've given them here today.
Yeah, well, that was one of the reasons why we wanted to do this. We want to try and educate people and share knowledge openly in a public forum so people can understand and they can make informed decisions about engaging with this public consultation with IS 465, because people need to understand when that window closes on the 28th of May, that's the last chance that they'll be ever have to make any sort of comment on this standard. As I said in the conference, IS 465 is a gateway for ending this nightmare for families. If you can't pass through that gateway, then you're stuck in a home that's going to fall apart. People need to take it seriously, and whatever level they can register for an account with NSAI. They can engage fairly clearly with what they need to do. So any issues they have with the standards, now is the time to do it, because when it's closed for good.
The lack of alternative accommodation for council tenants in defective block affected homes is a major issue that needs to be addressed. 100% Redress Councillor Thomas Sean Devine told a recent meeting of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District that there are at least 1,800 affected social homes in the county, some of them in such a state that the occupants cannot use the bathroom. He said in one case, tenants have been waiting nearly 2 years for an assessment, adding that people in such positions should not be paying rent. That was echoed at a recent Lifford Stranorder meeting by Councillor Frank McBurtie. Councillor Devine was told there is no protocol under which rent can be waived. He says the situation is unacceptable.
There's no houses around the Letterkenny, I suppose, around Donegal area that people can move from one to the other. And it was pointed out today in the meeting that if one becomes available, they move somebody out. But I've been in a house recently, they can't even use their bathroom. It's that black, nappy mould through the defective blocks. You know, there's some of these, the council come out to paint some of these houses 2 years past November. Couldn't even wash the houses, the houses was that bad. There's nowhere for that family to move in. Meeting, or a couple of meetings ago, we had the council saying that there's close to 1,800 of their own stock. A third of their own stock is going to be affected with defective blocks. I would say, Donal, there's probably going to be more. And we have 80 plus houses belonging to the council empty that we've been waiting 2+ years for these to be demolished and rebuilt and keep moving families in and out till we get fit.
And in the meantime, all the way, people living all the way through this in their social homes, still paying rent. You believe that's wrong?
Some of these people's rent has went up there in the last review there carried out recently, up €20. And I mean, they shouldn't be. It should be coming down. And I do believe that the government should be stepping in here and paying the council the money for these rents to these homes. You wouldn't stay in a hotel room. You wouldn't pay for rent in a private house that was in these conditions. But that's what's happening, and it has to stop. Don't know. I think it's council again needs to sit and take into consideration what's actually happened and on the ground and get out there and start carrying out work. But again, it's coming from the government. The government's preventing the council from carrying out these works, and again, that has to be looked at. Like, you know, new housing minister, we haven't seen him yet. And to me, more than enough, should have been his first stop when he was appointed housing minister. The biggest housing crisis in Europe, he still hasn't attended.
New information regarding Seamus Maguire is being described as a milestone moment in the investigation into his disappearance. The Independent Commission for the Location of Victims' Remains says it's now confident Mr. Maguire was killed and secretly buried in 1976. It's released a new photo of Seamus Maguire, who would have been 29 when he was last seen alive. Commission investigator Margaret Pickard says the Maguire family deserves to have Seamus's body after nearly 50 years.
I think it's really important that information is treated in the strictest confidence. We're not permitted to pass on any information or names or any information that comes into our possession to anyone outside of the independent commission. So if there was anyone who was hesitant, I want to provide that reassurance, and I would like to hear from you, no matter how small you may think the information is.
A rally is being held this weekend in protest at the removal of core funding for the Northland Centre in Derry. The facility is a charitable organisation which specialises in the treatment of addiction-related issues, offering support to individuals and their families. It's understood the North's Department of Health is refusing to review its decision not to fund the centre. The rally is due to take place on Saturday at 2pm in the Guildhall Square. Organiser and addiction campaigner Emma Doyle fears the decision taken by authorities will cost lives.
The Northland Centre has lost core funding as a result of the Department of Health. There's been a number of initiatives trying to have that funding restored, and we had a piece in the Derry Journal this morning to say that the department were not going to consider that. Now, we know in the northwest here and in the city particularly that Northland saves lives. This is a decision that is outrageous. It will cost lives. We have no doubt about that in general in the city here and further afield. Obviously, there are people from Donegal and right around the northwest who use Northlands, and it's a lifeline for people who have addictions and their families. We can't surrender this to pen pushers. We have to defend this service, because otherwise it will be gone. But ultimately, we know the value of the service, and we're not going to allow it to be downgraded by any means by civil servants.
Because we see so many videos, particularly on social media, of people saying that the Northwest is crying out for facilities like this. So it just does not make sense that funding is being removed. There is a dire need there for it to be increased instead.
There absolutely is. And Northlands is a fantastic service. We all know that. But it's part of a wider system that is there in place to help people with addiction. We have a massive problem in this city and district. We know, for example, that in a recent consultation around detox services, 66% of the people who responded to that consultation were from Derry, calling out for a service with regards to inpatient care. Now what we have here is actually a lessening than what we've ever had. It really does beggar belief. And I think people can come together and, you know, across political lines and all the rest to say that this is not good enough and that we're not going to allow it to happen.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Get all your GAA essentials at Michael Murphy Sports, the go-to place for outdoor training gear and more at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Chris Ashmore.
Thanks, Michaela. We begin with golf, and Pádraig Harrington says Rory McIlroy can go on to win 10 major titles before the end of his career. McIlroy completed golf's Grand Slam last night when he secured his first Masters title at Augusta. It was the down man's first major in 11 years, and Harrington thinks it can be a springboard for more success.
I think Rory will be around for the next 10 years, and if he stays comfortable with who he is, you will probably see, you know, at least another five.
Well, in soccer, there's one game this evening in the English Premiership. 8th place Fulham and 10th place Bournemouth play at 8 o'clock. Here at home, Shamrock Rovers can go to within 1 point of leaders Drogheda United at the top of the SSE Airtricity Premier Division if they beat Cork City at Tallaght Stadium. That also has an 8 o'clock start. In local soccer, Glenae United were crowned as the Temple Domestic Appliances Donegal Junior League Division 1 champions yesterday as they beat Castlefin Celtic 2-1 to win the league by a single point. Long-serving player Darren McGeever, who scored the first goal and who was captain on the day, spoke of the importance of winning the title with the club.
You have to take the good with the bad. You know, I think myself and a few other boys could have left and went and won a couple of handy titles other places, but sure, what good's that? You seen yourself there, the gang here. I'm here with my family, my friends and people in the parish, and there'll be days I lose and there'll be days I won, and that's just football. You have to take the good with the bad, but I wouldn't want to do it with a better club or a better bunch of people.
Elsewhere, Coghill Celtic and Clonmany Shamrocks will contest the Clubman Shirts Cup final in Inishowen after wins over Alia and Bunkrana Hearts respectively in yesterday's semi-finals. In other soccer news, Real Madrid legend Luka Modric has taken a minority ownership stake in Championship side Swansea. The 39-year-old will continue to play for the Spanish Giants, although his contract does expire at the end of the season. On to Gaelic games, and as it's Monday night, don't forget the DL debate with Brendan Devaney after the 7 o'clock news. Among his guests will be former Monaghan player Paul Finlay and former Donegal goalkeeper Paul Durkin. Yesterday in the Ulster Senior Football Championship quarter-final clash in Omagh, Tyrone defeated Cavan by 124 to 120. That result means Tyrone will now play All-Ireland champions Armagh in the semi-final after Kieran McGeady's side overcame Antrim by 134 to 123. In the All-County Leagues, unbeaten St Eunan's and Termon share the lead at the summit of Division 1 as they recorded wins over Mallon and Gwydor respectively. Éirigh Ballyshannon and the Moira Lua Rosses are joint top in Division 2. In motorsport, defending Circuit of Ireland winners Matt Edwards and David Moynihan will lead a high-quality entry list for this year's Dungannon-based event next weekend. Newlywed Callum Devine returns to action after missing West Cork. The 2013 Irish Tarmac champion Gary Jennings is seeded sixth after his Tour of the Sperrins and Manx rallies victory with Rory Kennedy as co-driver. Declan Boyle and David Kelly are also in the top 10 seeds. And finally, in kickboxing, Buncrana's Liam Grant won a gold in Malta at the ISKA European Championships after dominating all three of his fights. And there was a big homecoming for him last night in his native town. Well, Team Ireland managed to secure 10 gold, 9 silver and 12 bronze medals. And that's your Monday evening sport.
Thanks, Chris. And returning to some news just in, the family of Charles Duher have reissued an appeal to people on both sides of the border who have any information regarding the attempted murder of the 26-year-old earlier this year to come forward. He was attacked by a gang at his home on January the 20th on the Conyborough Road in Lifford. Charles's family have also confirmed that he has undergone protective plate surgery after sustaining serious head injuries during the attack. We'll have more on that story throughout the evening. A GP in Buncrana says after a lull, delays at Letterkenny University Hospital are becoming an issue again, with patients asking not to be referred to the hospital because they fear an elongated wait in the emergency department. Dr. Kira Steele says a lot is being done on the ground with the development of an acute medical assessment unit. Meanwhile, doctors are working voluntarily on a Model 3 pilot project, but funding has not yet been confirmed to implement it. Urging people to advocate for the hospital, Dr. Steele told today's 9 Till Noon show that placing an elective surgery unit in Sligo rather than Donegal may impact on the hospital's ability to recruit consultants, and that's a major concern.
The consultants would have to travel 2 hours to do their elective surgery in Sligo, but also that has an impact for patients. I mean, patients don't necessarily want to be treated by a surgeon 2 hours away if they get a complication and then have to go back to the unit in Letterkenny, which doesn't know them. We want our patients to be cared for and the service expanded in Letterkenny and not reduced. But apart from the technical aspects of that, it's the problem with recruiting the emergency surgeons to cover the emergency department. It's already a tough job and they're not going to choose a job that's going to be tougher for them. There are programs within the hospital trying to improve things, and AMAU delivery of care there seems to be a little bit successful. But we are having a protracted time expanding the footprint of AMAU. That particular section is working. But despite these mitigations and despite the engagement with the Model 3 pilot programme in LUH, there still is this escalation and delayed waiting time. There needs to be a bigger hospital. The population is growing. The population is ageing. In Letterkenny and Donegal, in comparison to other areas in the country, and that is having a serious effect on demand.
Donegal County Council is being urged to prioritise a master plan for land beside the Public Services Centre in Letterkenny. Councillor Michael McBride had previously suggested the land be used as a base for Letterkenny Cricket Club, which currently has to travel to Drummond Limavady for home games, but was told no decisions could be made until after the master plan was drawn up. However, he says a year on, there's been no progress on that process. Councillor McBride is calling for the plan to be progressed as a matter of urgency.
At the moment, they have to go down to Limavady to play their home games. And I think, you know, it's time. They're a big enough club now that they should have their own home in Letterkenny. They've been winning trophies over the last number of years and climbing up the leagues. And I'd raised it before about this piece of ground, and I was told by Donegal County Council that they would need to do a master plan for the area and to see if it was, if that ground was going to be suitable to be used as a cricket field or a possible home for Letterkenny Cricket Club. I put in a question asking, you know, where the master plan was at, and I'm very disappointed to find out that really there's been no progress made on it. I've asked that the council kind of put it as a priority now to try and go ahead and get that master plan completed, and let Letterkenny Cricket Club know one way or another if that land is going to be available for them to develop as a home ground. I'm hopeful that it still will be available to them, but I've asked that we'd get an answer as soon as we possibly can.
The reality is, there is a potential to bring local people into that, to expand that club. The chance of that happening if they're travelling to Drummond in Limavady to play games is nil. The chance of that happening if they have a base just down the road is a lot stronger.
They want local people to join their club and to play cricket and Letterkenny, and as opposed to play in the North West Cricket League with them. As opposed, it's very costly travelling up and down to Limavady. It's also very time consuming, but at the end of the day, these people live in Letterkenny, they work in Letterkenny, they want to integrate to be a part of the community, and their door's always open for people to come in.
Weather now, a mix of sunny spells and scattered showers this evening with hail and isolated thunderstorms. Lowest temperatures tonight of 1 to 4 degrees. The closing headlines this evening, Gardaí continue to question a man following the discovery of another man's body in Killybegs yesterday. The man in his 60s was arrested this morning in connection with the death of Eddie Freel and is currently being detained at a Garda station in the county. Investigations, meanwhile, are ongoing into an incident at a house in Lifford last night. The incident, believed to have been an aggravated burglary, occurred at around 11:30 in the Caoimhe Cluain Leo area. The family of Charles Duher have reissued an appeal to people on both sides of the border who may have any information regarding the attempted murder of the 26-year-old earlier this year to come forward. He was attacked by a gang at his home on January the 20th on the Conyborough Road in Lifford. And an independent analysis on the issue of constitutional change in Irish unity and its implications for Derry, Strabane and the North West has found that most participants supported reunification. Others, meanwhile, expressed concern over economic stability, identity preservation and political instability should there be a united Ireland. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Good evening. The obituary notice is for this Monday evening, April the 14th. The death has taken place of Maureen Connolly, née Cresson, 57 Peacock Road, Sion Mills, and formerly Isle of Sheppey, Kent, reposing at her home. Funeral leaving her home on Wednesday morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass in St Teresa's Church, Sion Mills at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Tessie McGrath, 4 Onray Drive, Strabane, and formerly of Ballyfatten, reposing at her home. Funeral leaving there tomorrow morning at 11:25 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, Kirk Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 9 o'clock tonight. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Myra Kirk, née Callaghan, 2 Tullymone Road, Claddy, and formerly of Sion Mills. Funeral leaving her home tomorrow morning at 11:15 for Requiem Mass in St Columba's Church, Donnylib at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private, please. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Cormac McMonagall, Mina Goland, Clohan, County Donegal. Cormac is reposing at his home. Requiem Mass in St Columkill's Chapel, Fintown, tomorrow at 12 midday, with burial afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The funeral mass can be viewed on Chapel Columkill Facebook page. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock, with family time after the rosary and before the funeral tomorrow. and the death has occurred of Eileen McGonigal, Chapel Glen, Clamanagh. Remains are posing at the family home. The wake is private to family and close friends at the request of the deceased, please. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 22:11, going to St Mary's Church, Clamanagh for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by cremation at Lakeland's Crematorium Cavan at 5 o'clock. Family flowers only, please. Donations only if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or McFeely Funeral Directors. Eileen's funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.